So it's a methodology called BANK. People automatically think I'm in financial services. Not at all. It's four personality types. It's the acronym for it. You've got the blueprint, the action, the nurturing, and the knowledge. And they all have 12, they each have 12 values for that personality type. And it was created by a woman who was in sales and in her first year, sucked at it. She only made like $700 that year. And so she did a lot of personal development and learning all these other personality assessments. And she's like, this is all great. These tests all tell me about me, my favorite subject, right? Most would like to learn all about ourselves. It's one thing about these tests. But not one of these things are telling me about the other person, how to sell to them. So she spent some time trying to figure that out and paying attention to what made people say yes and what made them say no. And then she reverse engineered some of the tests and came up with this on her own. And when she started implementing it, she did see her sales increase significantly over a 3-year period. I want to say when she started implementing it, she was already making really good money at that point, like $500,000 a year.
But I am the world's biggest super fan.
You're like a super fan.
Welcome to the Business Superfans Podcast. We will discuss how establishing business superfans from customers, employees, and business partners can elevate your success exponentially. Learn why these advocates are a key factor to achieving excellence in the world of commerce. We discuss the invaluable insights of business owners who have successfully implemented the strategies in the book to build their own team of devoted superfans. Gain insightful knowledge from the experts who create applications that help you create passionate superfans. This is the Business Superfans Podcast. With your host, Freddie D.
Freddie!
Have you encountered language barriers with non-English speaking clients? Are language communication challenges hindering your business opportunities? For top-notch language services, choose A Foreign Language Service. They facilitate communications in over 400 languages, enhancing your offerings and driving success. As Arizona's premier language provider for over 30 years, they offer elite interpreting and translation services, including American Sign Language, nationwide. With a focus on excellence, they provide 24/7 telephonic and video interpreting with a live interpreter in under 60 seconds. Request telephonic, video, or in-person interpreting. They also offer translation for documents, courseware, software, and websites, as well as audio transcription and voiceovers. Trust in their expertise for effective language communication solutions for your business needs. Get in touch today at 844-813-4242 or explore their services at 400-400-languages.com. Kelly Leitner is all about decoding the secrets of effective communication and making your relationships, both in business and life, thrive. Her journey has been a wild ride, from playing the roles of daughter, sister, wife, and mom to diving into careers like nursing, travel agency, and becoming an NLP practitioner and coach. She is super passionate about helping small business owners, entrepreneurs, and sales folks master the art of personality intelligence. That's right. She's talking about understanding those different communication styles we all have. Her mission is to equip you with the tools to rock your business, bridge those communication gaps, and connect on a deeper level. She's seen firsthand how personality methodology and the BANK system can work wonders in transforming businesses. Her goal is simple: to empower you with the knowledge of the 12 core values of each business personality type and the skills to connect with others on their terms. She brings a mix of compassionate and expertise to her coaching and training. She gets that effective communication isn't just a skill, it's the key to personal and professional growth. Her mission is to make navigating the world of human connection easy and exciting. So whether you're a small business owner, an entrepreneur on the rise, or just someone who wants to up their people skills, she is here to guide you. Hello, Kelly Leitner. Welcome to the Business Superfan Podcast. How are you this morning?
I am fabulous. How about yourself?
I am having a great day. Start out at 4:30 this morning and still going. So my batteries are going to probably run out a little bit later today.
I'm about the same. I also usually am at 4:30 this morning. I slept in because I had a an event I was at that was up later than usual, but like you, by 2 o'clock, I'm kind of done.
Yeah, I usually get up at 5, but I had a meeting early this morning, and so I had to get ready for it and all that stuff. So let's talk a little bit about what you do and how you got started in doing what you do.
So I'll start with how I got into it, because it'll kind of lead into what it is. So okay. I had joined multiple different drug sales companies and couldn't understand why nobody wanted my products. Nobody wanted to join my team. And the most recent company that I was, well, I'm actually still with, but I just don't talk about it as often, really spoke to me because they had research, they had quality testing, all things that made sense to me as a nurse and having worked at poison control and understanding the types of tests that are out there. And we had our annual conference and there was a training about this personality to help me with your sales. When I learned this, I went, this is why I suck at what I'm doing and why nobody wants to join me.
You had an aha moment.
What was that?
An aha moment.
I had a big aha moment. Absolutely. I quickly realized why people weren't understanding what I was talking about because it wasn't of their value set. So it just completely went over their head and I don't care about that. And off they went. Now that I understood that and started implementing the different personality types, I started making better connections and people started being more interested in what I was doing. I was able to bring on a new team member. My goal had been to then also help keep the team I was part of trained up in it because most of them had also learned this at the comp and just trying to keep everybody moving. Well, I felt so in love with it that I decided I wanted to coach with it. And I've kind of just stayed over here with this personality testing versus the business I had started with. And not only is it helpful in sales, it's helpful in relationships. It's helpful in parenting. There's a big overreaching thing on this. If we could teach it to the entire world, we might see a little more peace, maybe.
Absolutely. Totally agree. I went through the training years ago and then I was involved in doing the training. So I understand exactly what you're talking about. And so I'll let you talk a little bit more about what it is that we're talking about.
All right. So it's a methodology called BANK. People automatically think I'm in financial services. Not at all. It's 4 personality types. It's the acronym for it. You've got the blueprint, the action, the nurturing, and the knowledge. And they all have 12, they each have 12 values for that personality type. And it was created by a woman who was in sales and in her first year sucked at it. She only made like $700 that year. And so she did a lot of personal development and learning all these other personality assessments. And she's like, this is all great. These tests all tell me about me, my favorite subject, right? Most of us like to learn all about ourselves. It's one thing about these tests. But not one of these things are telling me about the other person, how to sell to them. So she spent some time trying to figure that out and paying attention to what made people say yes and what made them say no. And then she reverse engineered some of the tests and came up with this on her own. And when she started implementing it, she did see her sales increase significantly over a 3-year period. I want to say when she started implementing it, she was already making really good money at that point, like $500,000 a year. And after that 3 years, she was at over $1 million. She was like, cool. She started training it to other people. And people came back to her and go, this saved my marriage. She's like, wait a minute, what? Tell me more. This made me a better parent. Now I understand my child that I've been struggling with so much. And so it then started to evolve that way.
I went through sales training years ago and same thing was, we called it a little bit different. It was 4 different quadrants and it was what was called a driver, an expressive, an amiable, and an analytical. And similar to what you do, just different terms. Again, it's the same thing, 4 quadrants. They're named differently. And then there's really 4 quadrants within those 4 quadrants. In your case, you've got 12 within those. And yeah, it makes a big difference understanding that different personality type and being able to adjust your personality towards their personality is what that knowledge gives you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not that you're changing yourself. You're just meeting that person where they are.
Right.
We like to kind of equate it as a language. If you think about it, we speak English and we speak to another English speaker. They understand what you're saying. if you go and speak to somebody in Spanish, in English, and they don't know English, they may politely nod their head, but they're not going to probably buy from you because they didn't understand a word of what you just said. And that can be true with the values of each person too, because what's important to me in a sales process based on what I remember about your code is going to be totally different for you. Because if I remember correctly, our first ones are complete opposites of each other. If I come to you and I'm talking about systems and structure and rule and being inside a box, you're going, I'm out of here. And if I remember correctly, I think you were action first and they like freedom, fun, flexibility, and a box. Yeah. They want nothing to do with that box. Rules are made to be broken.
Broke one or two, three maybe.
As a blueprint, I've broken rules here and there. But as a general rule of thumb, we're pretty big rule followers. They're meant to be followed.
So, Kelly, how can that be applied when a business is hiring a new team member for their company?
So if you already know who all you already have there and what their personality types are, if you bring in somebody who is totally different than the rest of them, there's going to be maybe some disruption if they don't understand the personality types. It may take a little time for everybody to kind of settle in, but you still may have some kind of struggles amongst certain people. If you know what you have and you know what you need, and everybody there knows this and understands the personality type, this is why I love systemic implementation in a company. Because if everybody there is already trained in it and they bring in a new person who is going to likely have a different personality because they're looking for a specific trait, there's going to be less stress and strife because the people there are already going to know it's not personal, it's personality. You know, this person is bugging me, but it's not because they're intentionally trying to bug me. It's who they are. It's what their value sets are.
Correct.
So for myself, the action personality type for me for a long time, and it was before I knew this, a lot of times if they were really high action, I would think they're a manic bipolar, you know, they're in the manic phase of bipolar. And it was just that kind of energy. And I'm just like, whoa, way too much. And I wouldn't want anything to do with that person. But now that I've learned this, when I get that feeling from somebody, I sit back and I watch a little bit and I'm like, oh, okay, they're not manic. They're a high action. This is just their energy level. And I can then sit back and appreciate it. And some of those people have become my best friends since then. So I interact much better with that personality type than I ever did before, because now I understand they're just that high energy. And where mine is more of an even keel energy. And sometimes I may need an additional break and step back to regroup myself and then come back in at their energy level with them.
Yeah, so that's really important that you bring up, because sometimes the workplace environment can get combobulated with unnecessary conflict because people take it personally. They don't realize that it's just a different personality type, and it creates animosity. And I've seen it firsthand where an office environment becomes just completely dysfunctional because they don't understand what they've got in their team.
Absolutely. My husband works for GoDaddy and he's used it within his team as well. He's coded all the people that he supervises. And so he understands it and he works with them where they are. And then if there is ever a personality mismatch, he works with them to try and make them understand, take the word make out of it, assist them in understanding why they're struggling a little bit.
Right. It's not them. It's just that they're communicating their way and that person's not resonating because they're a completely different personality type. And so you're running into a wall versus the communication.
Right.
So I can remember years ago, I had just gotten through the training myself before I got to the point where I could train other people. And I was making a sale to a railroad car manufacturing company in Chicago. And I dealt with the engineer and the engineering manager. Now we were going up to the CEO's office to give a presentation and basically tell him that he wanted to buy our technology. Walk in, huge monster office. and he's got a glass wall, and on the outside of the glass wall is a helipad. So it was just immediately intimidating. The guy looks up at us. I mean, it's burned into my brain forever. Looks up at us, and I get introduced, and he goes, "You got 5 minutes." And that was it. "You got 5 minutes." And so I looked at my watch, and I gave my presentation. And I remember I looked back and said, "Sir, my 5 minutes are up." And I stopped at the 5 minute mark. And it was silence for a moment. And he smiled and stood up, because before he didn't even get up out of his chair, stood up and started talking to the manager and asking him, was this really what he wanted? Was the price right and everything else? And manager said, "Yeah, this is what we want," and all that stuff. Picks up a phone, says, "Please prepare Mr. Dudek a purchase order and for blah, blah, blah." Closed the phone, came all around, shook my hand, said, "Okay, guys, thank you very much." It was over. But it was the fact that I recognized that he was a high-end driver thing in a far top right corner. And the fact that I recognized that and I dealt with it appropriately, I got the sale. And I walked out of a $50,000 sale in a 5 minute meeting.
Nice.
So it's very important what you do and the things that you teach. So let's talk a little bit more about that and how that affects employees communicating with customers to create super fans.
So yeah, absolutely. In customer retention, that can be huge. I'm assuming you're talking about retaining versus getting new, or are we wanting to touch on both?
Doesn't matter. It's really all the above, because that person has got to connect with the customer, right?
Right.
And so for them to really connect, they really need to understand their personality type to make that connection versus being soft when you're dealing with someone that's hard. I'm just using simple words, but
yeah.
Two different approaches, two different personality types. So what I mean by soft is someone that's more friendly and wants to make sure that everybody's okay, where the hard person is, okay, let's get this stuff done, get to the point, and move on.
Yeah, it's funny you put the two situations together, because it's similar to what I was thinking anyway, because I just did a presentation with a group of women. And because I'm a blueprint first, we very much think about we need to do this and we communicate that way. And so as a demo, I had talked to one of the women I knew was nurturing first. I knew this person already. And so as a demonstration, I'm like, okay, so I'm her manager. I come to her, and it's taking away from the customer, but it can still be, if you think about it this way. And I said to her, "I need you to do this and this." And she looks at me and I'm like, "How did that feel?" She's like, I'm like, "So if I came into you and said, hey, Tina, how's your family?" And then she tells me all the stuff going on. And I'm like, okay, so great. I'm glad things are going well. We need to accomplish this and this. Do you think you're going to be able to get this done? Because I think in my original thing, I said, I need it done by 5. You know, I gave her all the list and when I needed it done. No question, no comments, nothing. For the nurturing personality type, that doesn't feel good. They like that person-to-person connection.
Right.
When you've got a nurturing client, you want to make sure that you are spending time on a personal level, because they don't like to feel sold to. They don't like to feel like they're that you're only interested in their money, or is in that leadership situation that you're only interested in the task and you don't care about them any other way.
Right.
And so me coming in and giving this list of demand, that's how the nurturing takes it. And so that can be huge in causing somebody to not want to work with you or not want to stay with your company, because each of the codes has a dark side. You know, in the blueprint, bitchy or bossy. That can be where they are when they aren't emotionally intelligent and not understanding how they're coming across to others.
Right.
Or what is important to the other person. Like the action personality type, they don't necessarily mind so much that you give them bump done by, but you need to make it fun when you talk to them about it. You know, it doesn't need to be drilled farther. They don't like to be told what to do. Okay, right. These things that need to be done, what can we do to help you get it there? You know, what kind of challenge can we, labor? What kind of reward can we have? Because the action personality loves to win and they love to meet a challenge head on. So with your action client, you want to bring your energy up you have to be talking faster and a lot more energy than what I'm doing right now, because I would currently be boring and action dead.
Right.
So when you're working with a customer, you want to keep it fun. You want to keep it light. You want to keep it high energy, because that action person drinks Red Bull for breakfast. And if you don't, they don't want to work with you.
Very true. It's 100% true.
Yeah. So with the clients, getting their interest, keeping them interested is going to be different for each one of those personality types.
It would be probably good for companies to bring somebody like yourself in to train their team about the different personality types. So one, it creates a more harmonious work environment. But more importantly, when they're dealing with customers or complementary businesses, they can build better relationships with those groups, which will in turn build super fans that will be promoting that company and helping grow that company. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Thank you. I forgot to equate that back to the super fan side. But yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the one fun thing about this is you can know who that other person is in 90 seconds or less. If you do it in person, we have four cards, and there's a script we teach people to use to have them crack their codes. You know who they are. There's an online version for it as well with the subscription that we have. I work with people across the country. We have a solution for that too.
Okay. So that's interesting. So people can go to a website and answer questions and then in turn find out what their personality type is. Where a company could go to the website. How does that work?
Yeah, I have like my own personal link, and people all the time come over there and crack their code. Like the 90 seconds or less, they read the cards, they move them in order of most important to least important. And then it shoots them a report that tells them all about them. And the fun side of it is I then get a report that tells me how to work with that personality type. So if a company is interested in really utilizing this in their business, they can also get their own subscription so that they then get that sales report to know how to work with that personality type. So okay. I'm meeting with a client. If I know they've already cracked their code, I will pull up that report before I meet with them, review it, and make sure I've got myself drilled in on how I want to speak with them and what points I want to hit and how I want to do that. Because again, depending on that personality type, they may be the same points, but I need to approach them differently.
Right. Now, how does that transcend? Okay, we talked about it verbally, but how does that transcend into email communication, text messages, and all that other stuff? Because that comes into play just as well.
So we have an artificial intelligence. If you receive an email and you want to know what code they're speaking from, you can copy and paste it in there and it'll crack that and tell you what that is. And then it gives you hints on how to speak to them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then we've also, if you want to respond back to it, we've recently launched our what we call Kai bot. And it's a ChatGPT with a bank overlay over it. So it will create an email if that's what you're looking to do. By example, it's cracking that first email. Now I want to respond to that email. So then I tell Kai, hey, I need an email. I need it in this personality type. And then I tell him what tone I want it in, and then he'll create that for me. And then I make whatever tweaks I need to make to it before sending.
Mm-hmm.
It's super cool. The creation part is brand new. We launched that within just like the last month, maybe just a little more than a month.
Wow. So
we're all having fun playing with this now. And because it's the thing we've been asking for a while. I mean, like, we need it to create for us. It's, yeah, great. We can crack other things and find out what they say. But crafting is where, one, I struggle. I have a hard time getting out of my head what I want to say onto paper. So now I have my nice little cheat Kai bot that helps me with that.
Well, yeah. And so that in turn improves the messaging to that individual because it's speaking into their language. So if you're in sales, that's going to probably help convert the sale. And if you're just maintaining customer relationship, again, that's going to be building that super fan because they're going to say, wow, this person is really communicating into the way that resonates with me. And I like this company. I like this individual that I'm working with at this company.
Absolutely.
What else? How else can that be applied? You mentioned personally, with spouses and kids. So let's expand about that a little bit.
Okay. Many of us unintentionally date or marry our opposite personality type.
Very true.
Happens a lot, myself included. My husband and I were not exact opposites, but our first two codes are opposites, where I'm a blueprint knowledge. He's a nurturing action. So the blueprint and action are the opposite, and the knowledge and the nurturing are opposites. There's been lots of times we've had many fights.
No fights, they're debates. I call them debates.
They're very loud debates sometimes.
And okay, there you go.
Usually I'm the one getting very loud.
Okay.
Nurturing doesn't usually allow him to do that quite as much. The blueprint and knowledge are very much thinkers, and they make decisions from their heads, where the nurturing and the action make decisions from their hearts and their gut.
Right.
So I'm always thinking, and I may just start spouting whatever's running through my head and not thinking how that's hitting him emotionally. With our spouses, we're a little more relaxed, where with a customer, you're a little more aware, I think. We just get kind of relaxed in our relationships when we've been, well, we've been married for 25 years. So
you have a right to be a little relaxed. I mean, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Exactly.
Where when you're dealing with the customer, you want to be the good. You don't want the ugly to pop up at all.
Exactly. Exactly.
Totally understand that.
He definitely gets the ugly from me on a pretty regular basis. And one of the things I am working on to make sure I'm not doing that, I try very hard to bring that nurturing it to the forefront when we're together, because I know for him that's important. So sometimes the way I say things, I may, just spout something off and I'm not thinking anything of it. And there's no emotion behind it for me, but it hits him wrong. It hurts his feelings. He's wounded. And now he's mad at me. And I'm like, what just happened?
Right. Well, it gets down to tonality, even though you may think it was neutral, it may not have come across neutral, or the fact that it was neutral is taking as a tonality that, okay, it's an indifferent statement. And so that doesn't work.
Right.
But again, it's all personalities. I've been with my fiance now for 11 years and we've had a few debates. Fortunately, our number is real low. I'm a driver. I mean, I'm an action guy. I get stuff done. And she likes to have her own space and do her own thing. And I just keep my mouth shut because I know that for her, that's important to her. And she's happy doing her thing. So I got to respect that.
Absolutely. Definitely. I wouldn't say it without you being what we call the action. It's sounding like she may be a blueprint or a knowledge, because again, in their head, they need to process and think. So I can see some of that, because the action, you want to do it now. And this is, I didn't realize that there's been time that my husband will bring up an idea and I'll be like, whatever. And then several weeks later, I'll come back and say the exact same thing. He's like, I already said that. I'm like, no, you didn't. Yes, I did. I just needed time, I guess, to process it. And then it wound up being my idea because enough time had passed, which then, of course, hurts him because I don't remember that he had brought that up before. And it may be that he didn't present it to me in the blueprint step by step and in a particular.
Right, so it didn't register.
Exactly. It didn't register. But subconsciously, I heard it because it came back out later.
Right. Right.
In a different, slightly different format.
Yeah, totally agree. So for businesses to really thrive, this really becomes important. And I think it's overlooked by businesses. I don't think they take the time to really analyze their team and how their teams are playing together. Would you agree?
I think that happens a lot. Yeah. I think it's completely unintentional because many people, and I'll put myself in this category, and after being married, I've learned that not everybody thinks like I do. What do you mean you don't have the same holiday traditions that I have?
Right.
We do that in business too. We assume everybody's experiences are similar to ours. They may not be exactly the same, but that we would respond the same way. So many companies don't think they need to focus on culture or those different personality types. Everybody will figure it out in the long run. They can keep their employees longer because they keep them happier because they can understand each other in a different way than they ever did before.
Sure. And that affects turnover and it affects culture. And culture today is everything. If you're in a negative work environment, not only does it affect the business's productivity and profitability, but then that carried back over home because you're miserable at the office, so you're going to be miserable at home because you can't shake it off just like a light switch. And so that creates a whole spiral of things that don't necessarily go in the right direction. The company's losing productivity, losing employees, and there's a monster cost to that from re-onboarding, mm-hmm. retraining, and everything else.
Absolutely.
That affects profitability. This is a very simple thing that they can implement, realistically very cost-effective, and can in turn change the dynamics of a business.
As you were talking about the unhappiness amongst and turnover, you've also got when there's unhappiness on that, you may have people taking additional sick days because they don't want to be there because they don't like the people they're working with, or because the stress of the environment may actually be taxing their immune system and they may feel sick. They actually be dealing with stress illnesses because those do exist out there. Then you've got the cost of lost productivity because people don't want to come to work. And if they feel slightly sick, they're going to use it as a sick day or take mental health days that if they can all get along much better, productivity is going to come up because one, they're working together and they're balancing those codes for productivity. If you're doing it right, you know, the action, the blueprint, they're opposite personality type. And they may make each other crazy at times, but you need both of them.
Absolutely.
That blueprint will put a whole structure together. The action will go out and implement it. The nurturing can make the team work well because they love teamwork and they love the personal relationships. You know, and the knowledge has got their own little setup in there as well. Having a well-balanced team can also help.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen where people that the real world is some people have depression and they're on medications for depression. They're good team members. They're productive and stuff. But that negative environment because of miscommunication, because of personality types can trigger a depression state for somebody. And I've seen this firsthand. This is why I'm bringing it up. And so now you've got that person losing productivity because they can't function. And it's not their fault. They have an illness, but that could have all been alleviated had the company taken time to educate everybody on how everybody operates and learn what trigger points are for people and avoid those trigger points because you understand how they think and how they operate. And once you have that and you have that culture where, okay, we're all different, we're all in this together because the team is only as good as the individuals in the team and the individuals is only as good as the team that they're in. A Michael Jordan by himself couldn't win games unless he had a team, and a team couldn't win if they didn't have a rock star like Michael Jordan. So the bottom line is once you have that environment and it's a happy culture at that company, you're going to create super fans of the employees because they're going to go, man, what a great company I work at. They take time to help us understand each other. They do activities to build our team and do better understanding everybody else. So now people don't take things as personal and they're promoting the company to their friends because it's, like I said, it's a great company. But that comes across when they're communicating with customers and complementary businesses. So that energy carries over and that's going to trans into more sales, more customer retention, better business partnerships. And that business in turn thrives in growth.
Absolutely. Pretty much all of it comes down to happy, I'll take the expression happy wife, happy life. Same thing in the business. happy employees. I don't know where to end that one, but I don't have a good
I'll help you there. It's Sir Richard Branson says it the best. You take care of your employees and you don't have to worry about your customers because they'll take care of your customers. And that's the reality of it. I think a great place to start is with what tools that you've got is learning about your team and how they can play better together through what you offer as a service. And that leads me into how does people find you and learn more about your service?
So I'm still working on my own personal website, but you can find me on Facebook, on LinkedIn. You can also go crack your own code, find out how you're showing up in the world, because then it'll collect your information, because then I love to follow up, make sure one, you got your report, because sometimes they get hung up in spam filters, to get your opinion on how you feel it fit.
Do you have your own link?
I do. It is crackmycode.com/Kelly. And the slash Kelly part has to be on there. Otherwise, you wind up with a corporate team and I'll never know you did it.
Okay. Well, we'll include that in the show notes. So, all right. Anything else that you want to share with our audience?
If it sounds like something you want to know more about, definitely reach out to me. My email is kelly@kellyleitner.com. We do have a training exam where we talk about one day is sales, one day is relationship, and the third day is our fun day. It's speed coding, and that's learning how to, one, assess the way somebody's appearance is, because that can give you clues. It's not 100%. We're not making judgments on people, but what they're wearing, what they're saying, how they're showing up, to get an idea of what their code may be by visual clues and word clues. So we put people in breakout rooms on Zoom and have them practice that and see if they can't guess that person's code.
Is there a cost for that?
There is. I can't remember what the full 3 days are, but basically it's $350 per day from the classes, because not everybody does all three. But to do that last one, you have to do the first one.
Okay. Is it all day or is it part of the day? Or
they are all day.
Wow. Okay.
I think eight to six Arizona time.
Okay. Well, if you can give me that information, I'll include that into the show notes.
Awesome.
Is that done on a regular basis or is that done just
periodically? We try to do it like every other month, if I remember correctly on that, through the corporate team. Now, there's a group that I work with that we try and do them as well. Then every other week, we also do, if you're not quite ready to jump fully in and you want to know a little more about it, and see our technology tools, because those are really cool. We do a free workshop every other Tuesday. And again, that one's a free one. That's on Zoom. It's usually about an hour, but I say allow 90 minutes, because if we have a bigger group that's very active, sometimes we can take up that full 90 minutes. Come check it out and see if it's something you want to dive deeper into.
Okay, sure. So send me that and we'll incorporate that.
Awesome.
All right, Kelly, thank you very much for being on the Business Superfan podcast. It was a pleasure having you as a guest, and we'll look to have you on a show down the road.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in to today's Business Superfans podcast. If you found value in our dive into creating superfans for lasting success, show some love, hit like and subscribe for future episodes, and share with your network to spread the insights. We'd appreciate if you would write us a review, as it helps our show. Your support is everything and fuels more content to boost your business. Till next time, keep rocking, superfans, superstars.
We hope you took away some useful knowledge from today's episode of the Business Superfans podcast. The path to success relies on taking action. So go over to businesssuperfans.com and get your hands on the book if you haven't already. Join the accelerator community and take that first step in generating a team of passionate supporters for your business. Join us on the next episode as we continue guiding you on your journey to achieve flourishing success in business.